Phineas Brewster lived on the third floor of one of the new condo complexes in West Pasco. I decided to leave the book where it was, wrapped in a towel on the back seat of the Rabbit, as I headed to Finn's building from the parking lot. The towel was to protect the book, in case I hadn't gotten all the grease off my hands, but it worked okay to disguise it from would-be thieves, too. I climbed up two sets of stairs and knocked on the door marked 3B. There was no hint of movement inside. Nothing. Suddenly, the apartment door behind me opened up.
He's not there.
I turned to see a skinny old man, neatly dressed in old boots, new jeans, a button-down western shirt, and a bolo tie. All he was missing was a cowboy hat. Something smelled faintly of horse and fae. Officially, all the fae are out to the public and have been for a long time. But the truth is that the Grey Lords who rule the fae have been very selective about which of them the public gets to know about and which ones might be upsetting or are more useful posing as human. There are, for instance, a few senators who are fae in hiding. There is nothing in the Constitution that makes it illegal for a fae to be a senator, and the Grey Lords want to keep it that way. This fae was working pretty hard at passing for human.
He isn't?
He shook his head.
Nope. He has been home all day.
Do you know where he is?
Finn.
The old man's teeth were so even and white, they looked false. Maybe they were.
Well, now, he spends most of his time at the store. That's two, sometimes.
Was he here last night?
Nope, not him. Maybe he bought up some estate's library and is staying at the store while he catalogs it. He does that sometimes.
Finn's neighbor glanced up at the sky, judging the time.
He won't answer the door after hours. Closes himself in the basement and can't hear anyone. Best to wait and go check at the shop in the morning.
I looked at my watch. I needed to get home and get ready for my date with Adam.
If you have something for him, you can leave it with me.
Fae don't lie. Finn's neighbor hadn't said he was working at the store. He said maybe. He didn't say he didn't know where Finn was, either.
I'm here to check up on him.
That was the truth.
His phone is off, and I was worried about him.
And then I took a chance.
He hasn't mentioned any of his neighbors. Are you new?
Moved in not long ago. Maybe he left the charger at home. Did you try the store phone?
I only have one number for him. I think that was his cell.
If you leave your name, I'll tell him you stopped in.
I let my friendly smile widen.
No worries. I'll run him down myself.